Revelation chapter 11. Then the angel gave me a measuring rod like a staff, saying, Arise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and those who worship in it. But leave out the court that is within the temple area, and do not measure it, because it has been given up to the Gentiles. And they shall trample upon the holy city for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the God of the earth. And if anyone attempts to harm them, fire will go out of their mouths and devour their enemies. For if anyone attempts to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have authority to shut heaven so that no rain may fall in the days of their prophecy, and they have authority over the waters to turn them into blood and to smite the earth with every plague as often as they will. And when they have completed their testimony, the beast who ascends out of the abyss will make war against them and will overcome them and will kill them. And their bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those of the peoples and tribes and languages and nations shall see their bodies 3.5 days, for they will not allow their bodies to be put into tombs. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and will make merry and will send gifts to one another, because these two prophets had tormented those who dwell on the earth. Then, after the 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell upon those who were watching them. And they heard a great voice from heaven say, Come up here. And they ascended into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them rise. And in that hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell, and 7,000 men were killed in the earthquake. And the rest were filled with fear and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming immediately. Then the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign into the ages of eternity. And the 24 elders who sit before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, who is, and who was, and who is to come. For you have taken to yourself your great power and have reigned. For the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time for the dead to be judged, and to give reward to your servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to all those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. And the temple of God in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And there were lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and great chaos.